Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This show is brought to you by K Jewelers. Listen up, NFL fans. K just dropped a collection of officially licensed NFL jewelry. Shop your favorite team in the True Fans Fine Jewelry Collection at k.com/truefans. Gear up for the season and celebrate the love of the game with K.
Wounded Warrior Project is working to foster the most successful generation of veterans in our nation's history. One of the ways they do that is through adaptive sports. Veterans are some of the most resilient people on the planet. It's not about what you can't do after experiencing injury or illness. It's about tapping into what you can do. Learn more about how Wounded Warrior Project's adaptive sports programs are changing lives at www.woundedwarriorproject.org/sports.
This is a podcast from Minute Media.
It's about to go. This is the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast, where we talk history of the game, numbers and stats. And each week we highlight a charity that's doing good. If you haven't subscribed yet, then you should, because I'm the real deal. And you know I gotta shout out the Buffalo Bills. Turn it up to the max, sit back and relax. This the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. Let's go!
Hey, what is up, Bills Mafia? Welcome into this episode of The Buffalo Nerd. This is your home for Buffalo Bills football with a charity on top. This is going to be the Wild Card Weekend Preview Show. It's going to be brought to you by Minute Media and FanSided. If you're not pumped, I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, this is all we could have asked for. It's an opportunity to make our way through the playoffs and attempt to get a Super Bowl title. Beginning of the season, this is all any of us wanted. We wanted this run. We wanted to get back to the AFC Championship and have an opportunity to move forward into the Super Bowl. So that, in fact, is what is taking place. We finished the season the way we needed to. We are 100% in and playing at home in some frigid temperatures. So it's going to be a very, very interesting game. I'm super excited to watch this one. Bills Patriots as a division rivalry, it's already great. Especially now with Brady out of it, it's going to kind of develop into a back to who really can win, because it could, you know, we'll see if Josh can kind of take the reins the way that Brady did, but it's going to be fun. But like we do every week on the show, before we get started into all the football stuff and chatting up how excited we are and about the offense and breaking down what we're going to get into, we are going to highlight another charity this week. This week, I was kind of thinking, as I was talking about earlier, it's going to be like, you know, they're calling for like zero or whatever during the game on Saturday. So it got me thinking, you know, how cold it is in Buffalo. You know, there's a lot of people that don't have housing, and, you know, they're out on the streets in these kind of temperatures and stuff like that. So I came across this really cool organization, pushbuffalo.org. So basically, they're all about the housing crisis that's taking place, you know, kind of in Buffalo. And they're all about trying to make to where you can get equal opportunity housing that's affordable and, you know, things of that nature. Really cool organization. They've been around since 2005. You know, started by a couple gentlemen back then, but very cool. They're trying to, you know, set up opportunities to create good neighborhoods in Buffalo where people can find jobs locally, you know, and it's going to then increase, you know, jobs in the area because they need to build. So very cool stuff. A lot of the designs and like a lot of the cool stuff that they're doing, they have a lot of like modern kind of stuff that's happening. So they're making sure that people, not only are they getting housing, they're getting like cool, you know, upbeat and kind of like refreshing housing moving forward. So very cool organization. You can check them out at pushbuffalo.org. You just simply head over there. There's ways for you to donate on there. There's all sorts of, you can find out all the resource. There's resources, you know, if you're looking for housing, you know, basically if they've got different campaigns going on, job opportunities, different ways you can help out, all that kind of stuff. So very cool organization. Again, that's pushbuffalo.org. If you guys can, or you got an opportunity to head over there and check it out. Maybe you know somebody that might need some of the information, or you know, need some help in that department. So it's going to be chilly. We've established that, right? I'm like nervous, excited for this game, because I still, going into the first time we played the Patriots, I still believe that we were the better team and that we should have beaten them. And realistically, we still had an opportunity to win that game, and we played kind of a disastrous game on defense. Not really. I mean, we didn't give up a lot of yards, but just the way it was done and not being able to stop it. So the second game, we played the way that I thought we should have been able to play in the first game, and we came out victorious. I still do believe that we are the better football team here. And they kind of come limping into the playoffs. If they've lost three out of their last four. You know, they just took a loss to Miami this last weekend. You know, a team that we handled in one outing and, you know, had to bear down to beat in a second outing. But there's a lot of me that feels like this is just, the Bills should win this, right? Like they truly, the 3-6 kind of seed separation is truly there to me when I look at it. But then you have to take into account it's the playoffs, you know, it's Belichick. The Patriots are going to be prepared. So it's going to be an interesting game. Super excited that if you look at the injury report for the Buffalo Bills, as of right now, we have nobody on the report, nobody questionable, nobody doubtful, and nobody out. So we will 100% have our full opportunity to choose the best 52 that we want to go up against New England with whatever they're going to try to do. It looks like the wind is not really going to be a factor in this game. So hopefully we're going to try to stick it to them in the secondary, because I think we can do that as long as the pass rush holds up. But New England has an entire list of players that were limited participants, which means they'll probably play, right? But they've got a lot of guys that are a little dinged up. And this also could just be that they're maybe they're limiting some of these guys to rest them up for this game. But you got a couple of their DBs that are on there. You know, Harris is still dealing with that hamstring. So there's some things like that going on that could be very interesting as this comes up. Their center's on there right now with a shoulder, David Andrews. You know, he's a pro's pro. I imagine he'll be playing, and he's a good player. But they're a dinged up football team. They kind of came limping in. You haven't really seen the effect from their defense that you were seeing earlier in the season. So there feels like a lot of opportunity for us to get a win here. And I don't think it's going to be like a dominating victory per se, because of it's a playoff game. It's going to be cold. It's going to be, you know, kind of nasty-ish kind of weather that it might not be that crisp of a game. And it's division opponents. We've played them, what, twice in the past 7 weeks. This is going to be the third time in the past 7 weeks. So this is, these guys know each other. This is really, to me, going to be just you got to want it more and execute. That's it. If you show up and you're the team that is more aggressive, you can clearly tell that you're pushing them around. Like the first time they came into Buffalo, they pushed us around, right? We went to New England and we kind of pushed them around a little bit. We need to come out and set the tone that this is our place and we are going to set the tone today. You are going to get pushed out of the way. But let's dive into the offense a little bit, because with the full slate of players, I don't think in any of the times that we played New England, we actually had the full slate of players that we're going to have available for this game. So the offense should be able to click. In the way that the offensive line has been playing recently, you know, I think that there's some real hope that the pass game could be productive. You know, with their secondary dinged up, it looks like they'll have Jackson. You know, their best cornerback will be on Diggs again. And quite frankly, Diggs can't be stopped by that guy. I think that guy would have to play like his best game of his life, and Diggs like wasn't in the game for most of it. I just, Diggs is that good. So that leads me to believe that everywhere else on the field, we have an advantage. I think personally that we are better than them. If you were to go player for player about who's going to be on who, as you're kind of looking at it across the board, I think we're better there. And so having Knox and having Sanders and realistically Davis, I hope he does see some action, because I like his big body, and Beasley, and just having those other guys, those should be like the focal points. I mean, Diggs will get his probably 10 targets, I'm guessing, because it's going to be necessary to make the rest of it work. But those guys are going to be the playmakers. I mean, it's going to have to be, it might be a Dawson Knox having a big game. You know, it might be a, like, remember last time it was Isaiah McKenzie in the slot having that huge game that really, really was the turning point. So it's going to be something similar to that, I think, offensively, but just do more of the same. Do exactly what we have been doing since we've got on this four-game winning streak coming in, right? We're not on fire. It hasn't been perfect, but we've been successful with the short passing game, taking what we're given. You saw the Patriots the second time we played them. They kind of sat back and were giving them the other knee stuff, and Josh took it. And in this game, I anticipate they're actually going to try to get him to not do that again. And I feel like he just needs to understand that the quick outlets are going to be there. I think Knox in the flat was a good option a lot of the time against New England last time, just kind of sneaking out in the end and stuff. So, but this is Josh Allen we're talking about, and it's a playoff game in Buffalo. You know how bad he wants it. So he's going to go. We're going to get everything we want. So we just needed to make sure that he takes what they give us, because that opened up everything for us last time. Taking that underneath, it changed things just a little bit, and then he sneaks out. So I kind of was talking about this for like the weeks leading up to this, like just execute. Make sure you just go out and execute. Hold on to the football. This is a division showdown. This offense just needs to come out and continue to do what it's been doing. Run, Singletary, be productive, hold on to the football just the way that he's been playing. But it is truly going to boil all back down to that offensive line, right? We know the skilled weapons are there. They're very good. It's going to boil down to that offensive line, though. If that offensive line can't hold up at all, it puts Josh in situations where we can't be productive. So very simple game plan for me. And I do believe that we can do that. This will be the third game in a row with the same offensive line. So that's great news for me, I think. And you're also going to have apparently very fresh guys and healthy guys all out there, and it's at home. And you don't want to let the rookie QB come in and take away your Super Bowl hopes and dreams, right? I mean, so I envision that we will be ready for this game, but New England's a good football team and they'll have something prepared. So as long as we're consistent and we make our moves and we just handle that rush, because that's what's going to boil down to. They'll try with four. If they can't get there with four, they'll start sending the heat, and that's when we've got to be prepared. And if we can't stop the heat, that's where we run into trouble. Defensively, the number one defense in the league. It's their third look at him. Granted, the first time he didn't throw the ball, but three times, but they were watching the film on him still the same. So this is their third look at him of really diving deep into him. And they got to see a very productive outing from their crew on how to stop him in the last time that we played. So if he's not coming out and being able to make the throws, because that's what it's going to boil down to, because as much as I have been trying to really like go back and forth with it and be like, no, it's going to be different. They're going to game plan it different. They're going to do something different. I don't know that you're necessarily going to be seeing that much different. This is more of a look, just go out and prove it, do it. Just be better than them every single play. Out hustle them every single play. I think that is what New England is going to try to do. They're going to say, let's run. Let's try to run it and keep running until they can stop it. Okay, now they've kind of stopped it. Let's see if he can hit some throws. And if he can't hit those throws, that's where we can start to separate. But the defense, to me, this absolutely can be, I don't want to say like the bend but don't break, but it absolutely, if it is bending, it can't break in this game, because the field goals is what they've got to limit this team to, if that's what's going to take place. If they're able to move the ball at all, it's got to be a field goal game, because I think it's going to be close. I'm really hoping, and I'm going to say a number here in a little bit that I'm actually hoping for, but to me, this is going to be a very close game. I don't want it to be, but it is. But so anyways, this defense, just, they're going to have some weapons back. We didn't see Stevenson last time. I think he's a good player. He's big. He's got some speed to him. So they are going to have a little more of a 1-2 punch for us this time, compared to the last game. And they also have Nelson Aguilar coming back. And I know you say that, and he's like a journeyman guy and he's been around forever or whatever, you know, and that's all true. But he does bring an element of, he can go deep and he can't beat you. And one of the worst things that we could have happen in this game would be to let like an Aguilar like 50, 60 yard pass get past us, right? So defensively, just be consistent. It's going to be tackles. You got to tackle. If we tackle well, we'll limit the runs. They'll be forced to pass, and then we'll have them right where we want them, because our pass rush to me has been lights out lately. And I just think that their confidence is so good right now and so high that even if New England is schemed perfectly to stop them, I don't think it's going to work. This defensive line has looked very, very productive and very good. They seem to be really feeding off each other well. They're working well together. You're seeing a lot more movement and action and a little bit of waiting and then go. It's been very, very good. And so I anticipate that more of the same from them in that department. And if they can do that, heck yeah, we'll shut this kid down again and we'll get ready to move on to bigger fish, right? I'm having a hard time seeing like this team not be good on defense again because of how good they've been. But it really is, if we tackle, I think, well, that'll be the key to the game for us, because we've struggled with it at times, and that's how those big plays happen, the big runs, you know, it's missed tackles, that kind of stuff. And that's, if we eliminate those things, keep the penalties down, like we had a little success with last week, this defense will keep us in this game. Now, this is the part of the game that I'm actually really concerned with. I'm glad to hear there's not a lot of wind, so that's good. Is the temperatures or whatever, but the special teams unit, and I said it last week, like I didn't want a big play last week and then they got the block punt and then the rest was disastrous. Like, this is the week for the special teams unit to have their best game of the year. And I don't care if there's nothing spectacular out of it. If it's just every time he comes out, it's a decent punt. If every time they punt to us, we catch it. I don't even care if we go anywhere. I almost am to the point with the special teams where I would just say, just let them kick it. And just wherever it dies, it dies. Because it's been that kind of, so like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I mean, if they put Hyde back there, which they very well may in this game, to just be consistent, confident with what's going on back there. But I wanted something big to happen in this game, but now all I want is just, if Bass has to kick something, he makes it. If the Hackman has to come out and be asked to punt the ball, which is his job, he just gets us a decent punt. Return game, I don't even care if you don't bring it out. Keep the ball in the hands of QB1 and give him as many opportunities as we can. That's it. Just please, special teams, keep it together. I have complete faith in Bass that if it came down to him having to knock something in, he's going to do it. And so him, I'm not worried about, but it's the rest of it. Just let's be productive. Let's be consistent. No penalties on special teams, because it's already bad enough as it is. So no penalties. Special teams, just perform, please. Execute what you're supposed to do. Hopefully this is another one of those games where we don't even punt, because we get in situations where we go for it on fourth and things of that nature. You know, just because if he has like one bad one to start, it could be a spiral from there just off of what happened this last week. So please, special teams, just show up and do your job, do your best. We love you. Make it happen. So we're 2 days away. You're going to be listening to this on Friday, so we'll be one game away. I mean, this is so freaking exciting. I was talking to some coworkers earlier about this. You know, I'm in California, obviously, right? And I was talking about how I was just kind of happy to just be back in the playoffs again, you know, having that opportunity. And he was like, well, that's not really enough for you guys anymore, right? And it kind of stopped me thinking, like, well, it's kind of interesting that the outside world here now views the Bills as a team that should be that perennial playoff team. And it just hasn't clicked for me completely yet, because, you know, I've been watching it for 30 some odd years now, and it's still tough to get over that we're this good. But it was just kind of an interesting thing that we are there. That is our new expectation. For me, I wanted to just be in the playoffs. I want to be in it every year, because anything can happen. When you're there, you get the opportunity, you can make a run, you can make things happen. You never know, especially when you've got a quarterback like Josh Allen. So I'm pumped. I like pray to the football gods that somehow the Pittsburgh Steelers knock off the Kansas City Chiefs, and then we get a second game where we get to play somebody else in the homes, the Highmark or the Ralph. We're just going to call it the Ralph. Like, love it. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. I hope it ends up the way that we want it to end up. And I hope we get to talk about who our next opponent is going to be after this, because this football team, it does have 6 losses. So remember that if you, I saw a little graphic a little while back that if you took all of the games that the Bills lost by less than 1 score and you flopped it, we would have had 1 loss all season. So this is a very good football team. We just have to execute and keep Josh Allen upright so he can be calm, cool, collected, and wreck Brady. Excuse me, it's still just thinking about just wreck Belichick and just wreck Mac Jones and let him know that there's going to be no point in his career where he's beating you. Just the way that Brady did to everybody else. It doesn't happen while I'm here, Mac Jones. Sorry. Anywho, for those of you going to be at the game, enjoy it. Love it. Stay warm. For you that are listening to this, thank you. I appreciate you guys. For everybody that's been checking out the show, we're almost finishing up this full season, and we'll be carrying right into the off season and jamming. But anyways, thank you. I appreciate you guys being here listening. Numbers are going up every week. More and more people are joining in the Nerd Mafia. So I love it. Thank you guys so much. Make sure you guys head over to pushbuffalo.org. That's pushbuffalo.org to check out what they're up to over there. You know, if you can help out or you want to find out some information, it's all over there. If you're looking for good football coverage, want reading articles, head over to buffalolowdown.com. That's buffalowdown.com and check out what they're up to over there. And of course, everything you're looking for from me, which is going to be a lot more this season. We're going to be expanding a little bit, doing some different things. But you can find that all over at thebuffalonerd.com. And of course, go Bills.
You just listen to the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. Make sure you leave a review and subscribe so you never miss another episode. We'll see you next time. Leg out!
Jamie's log. Progressive. The Harrington's backyard. Day 11, 4:43 a.m. The tent I set up in the Harrington's backyard to prove Progressive has 24/7 protection has a rip in it. But a little rain won't stop me. Mrs. Harrington said she totally understands 24/7 protection means 24/7. Gonna stay a few more days to make sure. It's hailing now. That's fun.
Progressive doesn't just offer a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection. Just not literally from Jamie. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.